Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 499, How to Take Charge of Your Motivation, Part 2, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or jumping around, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 498. Now, before I get to it, I've been on this weird kick for some reason where I watch musicians talk about their passion for music and what got them into playing their particular instrument. And while watching one of those episodes, I happened to hear a musician who said something that I thought was quite inspiring. So I'll share that with you here. Quote, find what you love and throw yourself into it. I know that sounds cliche and almost impossible, but that's what happened to me. Steve Vai. And with that, let's get right to part two as we optimize your life. How to Take Charge of Your Motivation, Part 2, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. Pass the Vanilla Ice Test. In the mid-90s, rapper Vanilla Ice was allegedly held upside down over a balcony by a record executive who threatened to drop him unless he came up with a few million dollars. True or not, this actually has a lot to do with finding your own motivation. And if you don't know who Vanilla Ice is, I'm not sure if I feel sad for your soul or jealous that I'll never again be as pure and innocent as you are right now. When it comes to our goals, we often have what's considered a base reason. We want to get in shape, be strong, lose some weight, feel good, be healthy, or a host of other generic answers. Many times our analysis of what we want goes no further than this, and because of it, we set our chances of success incredibly low right from the start. Put yourself in Ice's shoes. Imagine someone holding you over a balcony, ready to drop you, unless you had told them why you want to achieve your goals. Do you think you'd give them some of the baseline answers from above? If so, think again, because it's a long way down. Friedrich Nietzsche said that he who has a strong enough why can bear any how. This is critical, as you'll undoubtedly encounter resistance and setbacks along the way to achieving anything worthwhile. If your why isn't built on a solid foundation of personal meaning on an emotional level, it becomes far easier to abandon your goal whenever difficulties arise. Your why will serve as the kindle for your fire during times of doubt. Do you want to feel more confident and comfortable in your own skin? Do you want to be able to play with your children as much as their little hearts desire? Do you want to stay healthy so as not to end up like a loved one who died far too soon due to not taking care of themselves? We can't answer this question for you. It's up to you to fill in the blank. As long as your reasons are true to yourself and get you absolutely excited about pursuing your goal, resonating with something deep inside of yourself, you've passed the test. Action precedes motivation. I wanted to leave you with this idea. When was the last time you felt motivated? When was the last time you had that aha moment or spark to get going, only to have it fade away within a day or two? It feels extremely easy to act when we are motivated, but it's fairly difficult to act when we're not. So how do we combat this? It's worth stating that you're never going to be completely motivated all the time. If you are, we'd like some of your secret sauce. The main thing that separates those who get stuff done and those who don't are the ones who don't rely on motivation to act. So, even if you don't feel like doing something, it's better to act out of knowing what you want your outcome to look like rather than waiting for more motivation. Use past mistakes to fuel future success. If this is your first foray into pursuing a fitness or health goal, we envy you. You're about to learn a ton about yourself in the process. If you've been around the block a few times and still haven't achieved what you're looking for, chances are you've encountered the same personal roadblocks over and over again. Instead of viewing these mistakes as failures that offer you nothing, change your perspective and see them for what they are, ways that simply didn't work. By knowing what doesn't work, it frees you up to learn from them and focus on finding ways that do. You can also reach out to people who've accomplished what you're looking to do and ask them what pitfalls they encountered along the way. It may seem intimidating at first, but odds are they'll be more than willing to help someone who is in a position that they themselves were once in. When you're in uncharted goal territory, it helps to have a partial roadmap pieced together from both your personal experiences and those of others who have been successful. As you get better at bouncing back and wiser from your setbacks, jumping into the fray once again, the process becomes more enjoyable. Refine your course as necessary and let the process itself, not the reward you seek, become its own reward. With this mindset firmly in place, it's not a matter of if you'll reach your goal, but when. Quote, success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Winston Churchill. You just listened to part two of the post titled How to Take Charge of Your Motivation by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I often find myself saying this to folks, focus on the process, not perfection. Your path to optimal health and wellness is a process. Focusing on just the goal is not actually doing yourself any favors, but think of it as a learning experience. We're all going to stumble along the way. I have many times myself. We're not perfect, but that's okay, because I guarantee you're going to learn so much about yourself, and likely those lessons you'll be able to apply to all other areas of your life. You may not believe me right now, but learning from failures in the gym or with your workout translate to learning more about yourself and applying that to your work, your school, or study habits. You can even apply it to your relationships. We all want to, of course, reach our goals, but focus on the process along the way. Think about how you're growing as a person as you work towards that goal. And when you do stumble and when you start to lose that motivation, stop and ask yourself, why am I doing this in the first place? If you do that and write it down, I guarantee you'll be back on track in no time. Really quickly, before I go, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, if you like what you hear, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything listed there would be a huge help. And in fact, one of the easiest and best things you can do right now is to share this episode with someone. That's it. That alone is a huge help. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you back here tomorrow for episode 500. I can't believe it. Again, it's all thanks to you, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.